Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Yes, 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 yes.
80. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Absolutely. Yes. So, isn't it great looking at the news, like just finding one good story in the news? Not only have we got Joe Biden ascending to the throne, becoming the King of America.
Joe Biden.
Yeah, Joe Biden.
But
also seeing just the numbers of people who are getting vaccinated. I fucking love it.
And the NRA's gone bankrupt.
I didn't know that. Is that
NRA's
true?
NRA's gone bankrupt.
What?
Mate. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah! What a good week.
That is amazing. What's happened to the NRA? What have they spent their money on?
I'm not a correspondent.
We go live to John Sopel Crib.
Yeah, don't ask me for actual details. I'm going purely off headlines I've read and things.
That's so weird because gun sales, I swear, have gone up.
I swear. What are you saying that in a sort of? You're saying that in a kind of scratching your chin, just giving a rough audit from Helen Monk's there. I reckon gun sales have gone up.
National Rifle Association's filed for bankruptcy and announced it's moving from New York to Texas.
R.I.P. Feeling very bad for those guys. Those dicks.
I didn't know they were based in New York. How interesting.
No, I didn't actually. That's interesting, isn't it?
Can you imagine? And this is what happens in America. And I'm sure some of our listeners are in America. I mean, see above, previous episode. Going into a Starbucks and the person next to you in the queue's just got a gun holstered on their hip. It's just like, if I go through Paddington Station and see, you know, the police when they, you know, you see them with rifles.
Yeah.
Even seeing them, I'm like, that is terrifying. I hate seeing guns.
Seeing a policeman with a gun is scary,
awful.
Isn't it?
And that's the worst.
You think,
and
what's happened? Yeah.
It's so rare as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and let's not get into the rights and wrongs of that, of course, but people doing it.
Does it make you understand the mentality a little bit, which I don't think is the correct mentality? But I can imagine if I was in America and the man next to me in a Starbucks had a gun, being tempted to go and get a gun.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's sort of self-fulfilling, isn't it? Because you go, well, everyone else has got a gun, so I should get a gun. And then you've got a gun, and then you've all got guns.
It's like jeans. This is how denim started. Fucking denim.
We all know our views on denim.
Nothing has done more damage to the human groin than denim.
I haven't worn denim for over a year now.
I know, isn't it lovely? I can eat a meal without going, oh, I need to loosen a button there.
Dave Crib, yeah. Let's do this. We should write a book called My Year Off Denim. So true, though. It's just, denim is full. Denim and guns. We don't need them anymore, guys.
No, I know. I know.
That's fine.
That's a good campaign as well. It gives you something to focus on if you don't want to just talk about guns, you know? It's good to draw
the
focus away a bit. Yeah, right.
Yeah, good. Right, everyone okay? Everyone all right? What's going on, please?
What is going on, actually? What a week it's been of nothing.
Oh, mate, you say nothing. The recycling bin came a day late this week.
No,
yeah.
We can't get into that. That's
sorry.
Too...
Yeah, Saturday morning, guys. Saturday morning they came and got our recycling. Unbelievable.
Do you know what, though? Better a day late than a day early, which is what happened here.
It came a day early? What are they?
Yeah.
Are they on New Zealand time? What's going on?
I think
on?
It was actually a scheduled day early that I just missed, and I went to put everything out and it was all gone and... It was too late. And then you have that build-up, don't you? I said we weren't going to talk about it because it's too boring. And now...
denim guns and bins. Also, I'm currently experiencing a Highbury Brexit at the moment. Would you like to know more about the Highbury Brexit?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
So they've introduced low traffic zones around me where I live, which means they've basically made a load of streets one way and blocked off this... Basically, this little bit of Highbury that I'm in is like a massive multifaceted, multi-pronged, is that the right word? Rat run. So there's lots of different ways through without using the main roads of the Holloway Road and Blackstock Road. Loads of people come past us. And it is really bad walking the kids to school. Like, you just get these people, one person in a big SUV, not even driving their kids to school, just nipping through to get to to Finsbury Park quicker. So the council have introduced these things, and it's like Brexit. There are good friends of mine who have signed a petition against it because they can't drive. So, for example, good friends of, like, my youngest's best friend, Ollie, in the good old days before lockdown, his mum would drive her Volvo to our house to drop him off from playing. This is a walk which is under 2 minutes. Under 2 minutes. And she can no longer do it. And she signed the petition. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Walk. I'll tell you what, when we do have play dates again, I'll meet you halfway. Like, it's crazy. But it's so lovely. It's been 2 weeks now. And we've walked around the place and like played football in the streets. And it's so, so, so nice. It's so good. But there's basically this sort of begrudging warfare that's evolving. It's quite funny.
And is it like Brexit where you've fallen out with people? Like, have you had to cut anyone out, or is anyone hating on you for being so pro it?
Yeah, there's one person who doesn't like me anymore. Because she lives right next to one of the new bollards. Basically, bollards.
One of the new bollards.
There's a whole load of new bollards. And I've started to call bollards. I did a tweet about how bollards is actually a name for gammon standing next to newly raised road blockages complaining about it on Twitter. And she got upset about this because she's right next to the bollards. You'd think she'd be happy to now effectively live on a cul-de-sac, but she said she had to spend all her time explaining to people how they'd got lost and how to go a different way. And I was like, yeah, sure, but that'll change when everyone gets used to it. And
yeah, that's like a couple of weeks, isn't it, of confused people.
Exactly right. That's a big part of the council's argument. There'll be a couple of weeks of disruption, but everyone will get used to it. But she's not taking that long view. It's like, it's this thing that within a minute of it happening, this is a failure, this is a disaster, we must stop it at once. And you're like, give it a chance, lads. Let's see. It's the smoking ban again. Like, when the smoking ban happened, the number of people who were against it, and of course that was an obvious thing to do.
Do you know what, though? I do think it's more symbolic of what everyone's going through on a bigger scale, isn't it? If she has not got loads going on in her life, then people asking her about the bollards is probably like 30% of her time spent. Yeah. And it feels bigger than it probably would if, you know, we were in the before times.
It's so true. This is so true. And this is why from when times are good and normal and fine, everyone gets very used to quite easy, peaceful lives, which means you get completely enraged about things changing and it goes off the charts. And like when I was a kid, I remember my parents having parties, having people over, and I remember my dad saying very clearly, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about politics when we have friends over like this, if there's like 15 people, because arguments will happen and people will disagree. But that's it. All that's come above the line now and everyone just talks about it. And because of social media, it's all out there. And it's just like, oh my God, people really take it personally and really hate each other. I find it highly entertaining.
Oh yeah, it's good to talk about politics.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, if we did that more on this podcast, we'd find out about what a Tory Dave is, and that would be a good thing, you know.
So I'm just sitting here keeping quiet, just waiting for you to stop bashing the good blue boys.
Revealing there just what a Tory you're not. Yeah, the good blue boy. Go, William Hague. Is it still him? I don't even know. Come on, Michael Howard. What?
Well, there you go. What else has been going on away from bollards then? I feel like we did a lot about sort of Highbury's day-to-day activity there with the recycling and the bollards.
The Volvo being driven over 2 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so there's a lot going. Mm-hmm. Can we have a report from Wimbledon, Monksy? Local, have you got some bit of bread out of a bin recently?
I mean, every night, yeah. I'm still doing that. I'm trying to think if anything else local has happened, if there's been any conflict.
Local news.
Tell you what, when June and July come around, we're going to have so much to talk about with you, aren't we?
What's going on in Wimbledon?
2 weeks of the year when having someone in Wimbledon is actually useful.
You can be our Wimbledon correspondent. Dave can play the Wimbledon theme tune on the piano.
Yeah,
it's going to be
that'll be fun. Yeah. I can't wait now.
Did you hear about Andy Murray getting COVID?
Yeah, go on.
Got bloody COVID,
what's the punchline? There's got to be a punchline to that, guys.
He's fine.
It sounded like such a setup. Did you hear the one about the tennis player who got COVID? Not COVID-19, COVID-15, love.
you regretted suggesting a punchline there, didn't you? That was the problem. I've got some news, guys. It's not about my local area, but it is just a bit of a NB for anyone. I think I listen to this podcast, or and you too, and I will be texting Cornelius. But on Saturday at 7 p.m., Tony Stamp from The Bill is doing an online show. He's doing a one-on-one interview.
No. So
Graham Cole OBE is doing a an online show. So.
OBE.
Yeah.
Will you send me the details? Because my flatmate Mary, as you know, is absolutely obsessed with The Bill. So,
yes, that's true, isn't it? Yeah, I forgot about that. Isn't that why we started talking about The Bill in the first
place?
What's
he doing?
Bizarrely.
Why is he doing this?
Yeah.
I don't really know. The details are on Graham Cole OBE's Twitter, Helen, so I imagine that Mary will already follow him and have it in her diary. But
yeah, she probably already knows. You are right.
I'll send it on now, but there you go. There's the tweet.
How
so there
exciting.
You go. So that's just some Bill news to brighten up your Monday morning.
Always. That's fantastic news. Fantastic news. Are we all following the coronavirus good news, by the way, on Twitter? Did we talk about this last week?
We did.
I think you talked about this. Yeah, I couldn't remember if you talked about it in real life or on the podcast.
You recommended it on the podcast, and I did. I'd already heard about it. I did then start following it, but then it was interrupting my doom scrolling, so I unfollowed it again. Sorry.
It's very hard to feel down about things if you've got... It's very hard to doom scroll when there's good news.
Yeah.
It's true. It's good, though. Coronavirus goo won. Coronavirus goo won. They're dead good.
Goo won.
Has there been some good news? Well, the vaccines, I guess, and...
Here we are. Hang on. A further 324,000 first doses reported yesterday. So this is now going back to Friday. But this figure doesn't include Scotland and Wales as they do not report on weekends. First dose vaccine ramp up over the last 5 days in England is impressive. On the 11th, 121,000. On the 12th, 174,000. By the 15th, 320,000. That is incredible. Incredible.
That's good news. My grandparents had theirs this week.
Oh, wicked.
Yay.
That's very good news, isn't it?
Such good news.
Can you ask them what they'd rather homeschool my kids if they want to do literacy or maths? Just ask them, because I'm looking forward to them coming over. Yeah. I genuinely believe there's an opportunity here for people of a certain age who have had the jab to come and help us out and homeschool, because now they're immune. So...
Well, bizarrely, I think my grandpa would actually do PE with your kids very happily, because my grandpa is a sort of physical phenomenon / I don't want to say freak, but the man goes to the gym every day in the real times, and he's 93 years old. He goes to the gym every day.
That's amazing.
Wow, that is amazing. Was he like, was that his job when he was back in the day, or no?
Going
just
to
like
the gym. Yeah, going to the gym as a job, yeah. No. But he's always been very physically fit. But yeah, isn't that mad? He puts me to shame physically, I'd say. But hey, talking about that though, are we going to do a little update on where we are?
Oh, on the old conquer the world thing.
Yeah.
Are we on our journeys from Land's End to jog?
That was the most delighted, self-satisfied little giggler. I need to re-log in, lads, so you'll have to talk amongst yourselves.
I had a little re-log in this week, actually, yes.
Yeah,
well, it's good news, because actually we have, after all that, we should have got in touch with these lads and taken some, what's it called, commission, because Stuart's on it.
Oh, great. Oh, brilliant.
Stuart from the lunch.
Is he joining our group? Can he join our group?
He should do, shouldn't he? Actually, yeah, I didn't think of that. Let's get that. So, the problem is, all these people that live in lovely places. So Stuart's doing his virtual run, and he was on a beautiful mountain whilst sort of virtually on a different
little
mountain.
Well, he should
do
a virtual Hackney half marathon then, shouldn't he?
He should do a virtual run round Stratford Town Centre.
There you go.
Where I...
yeah,
exactly. So anyway, Stuart's at... Townshend. God, it really shows you how much you don't have confidence in saying just like place names in England that aren't your local area, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should just look at that word and be able to say it.
Yeah.
But
when I worked on Radio Wales, Dave, as you well know, and I'm, you know, Welshman that I am to my core, I didn't know how to pronounce anything. It was an absolute nightmare. I got in a lot of trouble. No. Oh, a lot of trouble. It's very tricky.
He's at Townsend anyway.
It's right, really impressive because he is nearly where I am and he's been doing it a week. And he did say, have I caught up with Helen Monks? And he kind of nearly has. He's not miles away. I mean, is literally.
Where are you, Monksy?
Yeah, where have you yogured your way to? Like a sort of yoga snail?
Well, listen, I'm not updating my yoga, but I am going to start doing it because I'm really actually proud of myself because on top of my yoga, I've managed to walk 35 miles since New Year's, which I know isn't a lot compared to all you guys. But for me, that is quite good. Gwennup, I'm at Gwennup.
Oh, yeah, there you are. Look, there you are. Just off the A393. Yeah, lovely. Near Comfort. Very nice. Very nice. That's good, though. That's good. I mean, this is why... This thing, as it's rapidly becoming apparent, Helen, you know, it's not a competition when you're competing against people like Dave and his 93-year-old granddad. that's what we should do, Dave, is get your 93-year-old granddad on this, and he'll be there.
Yeah, he'd have a great time doing that.
Now, are you right out front, Dave? Is that you out front? Because I can see there are two people doing...
No, I feel like Lizzie's becoming quite famous on this podcast because we just talk about her as how annoying she is that she's always right at the front. But yeah, me and Lizzie have been vying for the front all week this week. We've been overtaking each other.
Oh my God, it's impressive.
Yeah,
there's only 2 kilometres in it at the moment.
You've just gone past Sidmouth.
Far ahead of everybody else. So look at you, you're miles ahead.
But that's because we're both doing bits on the bike as well. You know, we're doing a lot of cycling, whereas a lot of you are doing just using your legs. And cycling is famously faster than walking.
It is, yeah.
/ running.
The Tour de France walk would be an entirely different. I mean, it'd be a great episode of Last of the Summer Wine, but it would not be. I'm miles back. I'm in, where am I? Oh, look, I just sent you a screen grab of where I'm near. Can you see? I think I've gone horribly wrong.
Are you at Fowey?
No, I've gone past Fowey. No, I'm nearly at the loo. But look at the screen grab I've just sent you. I'm right next to a village called...
Barcelona.
Host of the 1992 Olympics, of course.
Yes, that's interesting, isn't it? I noticed Barcelona as I ran past it the other day.
Yeah.
And then I got excited because I ran past a place called Cockwood and that just made me laugh. And I forgot all about Barcelona. Oh. But
got a big problem with that. Sorry, talking of Cockwood. I'm very sorry to interject here, but my... kid plays Minecraft. Riddle Me Wilfred loves Minecraft, right? And when you play Minecraft, you have to find things like you dig for coal and steel and wood. And he does Zoom calls with his best mates, and they all shout at each other, "I've got wood, I've got wood, I've got wood. I'm getting wood. What are you doing, Keir? I'm getting wood." And you could, they're all shouting at each other, 8 years old, obviously, no idea what they're saying, and you can hear in the background. Sorry to interrupt.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
The magic of being a
Minecraft. Is Minecraft really just about mining different materials? Is that basically the thing?
No, Minecraft is about building stuff. You mine.
Oh, but you have to mine to build.
And you find things.
You mine, then
you
craft, I guess.
Yeah, they should really call it Craft Mine. Minecraft. Yeah,
no, Minecraft. Yeah, they've done it well.
Yeah, that's a good name for it. Yeah,
call it Mine Build. That'd be better. Then at least people like me would understand what it is.
Mine make things. It's Lego. It's Lego, but on you know, a screen. It's better than them playing things like Fortnite and Call of Duty. And actually, when they do it together, they all go in the same world and they build stuff together. And if you listen to them all talking to each other on a Zoom call, which they do, they're having the best time. They really interact well and enjoy it. So it's actually been something of a godsend, to be honest. I think it's all right.
Yeah, no, I'm fascinated by that. Because it does sound very wholesome compared to all the other sort of shoot 'em ups and all that sort of stuff.
Sounds
like such a granddad now, don't I? The old shoot 'em ups on the computer consoles.
Did you see what the granddad did in France? Did you see that video that did the rounds of a father told his dad to get his kid something for Christmas and told him to get him
this the book
Minecraft, and he got the book on Christmas Day.
Minecraft.
He got in Minecraft. Yeah. He got in tricky.
Very funny. Very
amazing.
That's an awkward Zoom call.
I love that you just assume that is what he wanted and didn't ask any questions. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. Read that, please. Now, listen, we need to break for ads, but team, I've got some actual content here thanks to our wonderful listeners. Anyone else matching up with that?
I've got a bit more of a chit-chat wiffle waffle, but if you've got actual content, then that's probably fine, isn't it?
So chit-chat wiffle waffle and actual content after some ads, yes?
Okie dokie then.
That's our Twitter name. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I bought something very exciting this week, guys.
Go on. What?
I've already told you, Tom, about this.
Oh, this is really good. I really want to get one.
And have I told you Monk's Ear Amber? I don't know if I can play chess on it, but we should look into it. I bought a Quest 2, an Oculus Quest 2, a virtual reality headset.
Oh! I
knew Monksy would respond like that. Like, I just sort of said something from 100 years in the future.
I'm like, what is that?
Yes, it's wonderful, I'd say. It's one of the best things I've ever owned.
Really?
And I say that only, not just in a sort of, oh, isn't it really fun and mad and weird and exciting, but it's brilliant in lockdown for socialising, it turns out.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So my one pal that has one lives in America. He said, I think you should, you know, try one of these. You'll like it. You can get it and you can send it back if you don't like it. And I got it and it was insane. Yeah, I played poker with like five people. I'm not very good at poker, guys. But I played poker with five people last night just sitting at my kitchen table. But it feels like you're in the same room as them.
No,
it's so much.
Wow. No,
but
no.
What's the background like? Because I looked at videos of it on YouTube and it does look a bit blocky. Are the graphics there yet? That's my question.
Well, it's not like sitting in an HD sort of film, but it's not blocky at all. It's fine. I was sat in a yacht in Monte Carlo last night playing poker.
Wow.
We've entered the Matrix.
Yeah,
and
it's really
great. How
does
it work in terms of seeing people? Do they take a picture of you? Like, how, do you know what I mean?
Avatars. It's all like sort of slightly more sophisticated versions of the little Wii people. You know, do you remember the Wii people?
Yeah, I love the Wii people.
Yeah, and you can make your own one. So I look like a sort of almost version of me, but obviously all the settings aren't quite there to get my unique look exactly. So I'd
have
like
you done
a cooler version of me.
Improved version of yourself. It's you, but with the fitness of your 93-year-old granddad.
Exactly, just like a slightly thinner, slightly cooler version of me.
Oh, can I have hair? Can I have hair again? Oh, I'm getting one.
Yeah, you can have as much hair as you like, mate. Absolutely.
And is it like attached to your PS4 or is it like an independent?
No, it's completely independent and wireless. So you just make a little space in your house and go absolutely. TP, we could play golf, mate. We could actually go and play golf.
This is really
tempting. This is blowing my mind. And is this real? This is like a thing that's on the marketplace at the moment.
Yes. Yeah. You log in. Here's the baffling bit, which some people are getting up in arms about, but frankly, I don't care. You have to log in with your Facebook account. You need, because it's owned by Facebook. So you have to. Yeah. Zuckerberg needs to sign you in. He's on the door, basically, with his high-vis jacket and a people counter, a little clicker in his hand. But once you're in, it does look good, Dave. Oh, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you.
Had a little knock about the ISS earlier this week. There's a little ISS mission
game.
International Space Station.
Oh.
Don't need to be old to not know about the ISS.
Interesting.
I thought it was a youth term.
So,
but no.
What I want it to happen, right, Dave, is for there to be a camera on the other side of it, or something on the other side of it that allows you to come into my world, or me to go into your world. Do you see what I mean? So I would hop over, like you'd set up one of those ball cameras. You know, you get those incredible 360-degree cameras that you just put on a desk, and that gives you all complete vision of everything.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. I mean, I am sure that something like that will happen. I mean, the problem is, if you had camera on me, you'd just see me in my giant VR headset, wouldn't you? So it would be a bit odd.
It'd be a bit odd, yeah. Or I want to go and do, like, Call of Duty. I'd quite like to have a non-deadly play of World War II. That would be quite fun.
Yeah, there's all that sort of stuff. That sort of stuff, that and the zombie stuff and the shooting stuff, like, none of that is really my bag. Like, I'm very... I'd like to say it's that I'm not really interested. It's just that I'm very, very bad at them. Mm. So I get quite stressed at how bad I am.
Yes, I know what you mean.
So
yeah. Yeah.
It's not really my bag there, but apparently, like, the Walking Dead game's amazing.
That must be just, scary, though. You walk around
and kill the zombies, you know, properly with your hands. Honestly, the little hand controllers. I've been talking to Alistair Satchel about this on Twitter this week. We've been exchanging DMs.
He's got a VR.
I don't know which one he's got, but yeah, we talk VR.
Yeah.
And but the hand controllers are mad. Like, they've got little triggers, and you pick something up, and you just do the hand motion that your hand would do to pick it up, and it just does it. It feels so intuitive.
And does it have haptic feedback, so it vibrates in your hands and stuff, so it feels like you're...
Yeah, there's all that nonsense.
Have you had any injuries yet? Because I can imagine the VR injuries would be quite good.
Yeah, I've hit the ceiling a couple of times playing Anti-Gravity Ultimate Frisbee, basically, which is one of the best games I've ever played. But boy, do you have to, like, do it in small doses. I get proper motion sickness otherwise, because it's proper mad.
What's it called? What was the game called that you played?
Well, it's called Echo Arena, but it's basically, if you imagine, Ultimate Frisbee, but in a sort of anti-gravity giant arena. So you've got, like, you use your thumbs as thrusters to sort of propel you around, but then you literally just, you reach, you grab the Frisbee, you throw it, it's mad fun. It's mad fun.
Oh, Dave, you've got to set up a camera and video yourself doing it.
Yes,
so
please.
But also, it's only a matter of time. Sorry to be mawkish about this, but it is only a matter of time before someone's doing a VR game and dies. And they'll be like, he died, and it will be a man. He died doing what he loved, playing Zero Gravity Frisbee.
Yeah. Ultimate Frisbee. I mean, no, the good thing is that there is a very... The safety of it is actually really good. You draw a little virtual boundary around you.
Oh, that's clever.
When you log in. Ah. And then basically anytime you get near to that edge, it's like Tron, you know, the squares, the sort of grid. It just appears and it's like, nah, this is the end of your world, mate. Stop. Oh. You just turn around. So it's very well done.
It is Ready Player One, isn't it? Which is such a good movie.
Yeah, the whole thing is very Ready Player... The first time you do it, the first sort of hour... Me and my pal were just playing. We were playing Top Golf, just driving balls off a ship onto a tropical island. Mm. Sure, and I was just walking around going, "This is weird, isn't it?" Because he's in Florida, and it felt like he was standing right next to me. We were just having a chat.
Did you give him a little
like
hug?
The sound, guys.
Oh yeah.
Oh my day! It's the focused sound. So here you go, Monksy. This will blow your mind. But it works exactly like your ears should work. So we were sat around this poker table last night. And the person on my left is coming in my left ear a bit more, and the person on my right is in my right ear, and the person across. You know, and you turn your head, and the person on your left is actually now behind you. Like, I think that's part of what makes it so real, is wherever you walk, the sound follows you, you know, perfectly. It's mad.
That is so good. Imagine doing that with this podcast. All right, guys, how's it going? Yeah, fine. Thanks.
Yeah, well, honestly, this is one of the many 300 million things you can do. But, like, so, for example, you can just go to the cinema and watch, like, something on Amazon Prime with your pal if he or she's got a headset. Do you know what I mean? So you can, there's loads of really fun social things. But what we could do, if you all got one, is we could do like a live podcast in there.
Oh.
Go to a little stage and do a live podcast.
Oh my gosh.
That would be a first, avatars, wouldn't it? That would be good. Dave, can we justify, how much money have we made from this podcast? Can we buy ourselves one of these each? Or do we need to
I'll tell you how much money we've made from this podcast in a sort of mathematical formula in relation to how much one headset costs.
Yep.
Less.
Right. would it be a bit stinky to do a Patreon to
just so we can get a VR headset?
Yeah, probably wouldn't. Okay, fine.
Ultimately the problem is for us to do these sort of virtual podcasts and, you know, find a space and do a show.
Yeah.
We'd have to also have everybody that listens have one of the headsets.
So we need to buy everyone
I just don't feel like doing a Patreon where we're asking people to give us money and then also buy a headset.
Yeah. I think our listeners are pretty dedicated. I think they'll do it. That would be that would be good, wouldn't it? That would be amazing.
Yeah,
it'd
be great. Well, I did some work I sent you, Tom, didn't I? I did some work in space this week.
Yeah, did you fix the ISS or what was wrong with it?
No. I was just editing this podcast, actually. I edited this podcast, Helen, on a spaceship.
No.
Yeah, you can do a thing where, like, I'm going to forward you the video now because I think you will enjoy it.
Yeah, it's completely mad.
You can do a thing where you're basically in a virtual... What's your name, Monksy? There you are.
Cabin Fever, edited in zero gravity.
Yeah, where you can, and there's virtual monitor screens in your virtual world, and you can project your actual real computer onto it.
Dave, when lockdown's over and we're encouraged to come out of our houses again, you're never going to leave, are you?
No, there's no point, mate. It's absolutely, it's much better in here. That's what I've decided.
It does make you think this is the future, and like it would save a lot of travel and stuff. You know, it saves so much time. This video can't be played, the thing you've just sent me. Your technology is not that good.
Can't be played.
That's your phone, babes.
Yeah, you've got too few dimensions at work there, Helen. Talking of Dave being stuck in his house, are you ready for a meme update?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Coming to a WhatsApp group near you. If you look at our WhatsApp group, our shared WhatsApp group called Boring Film Club, defunct idea.
Oh my god!
That's been made this week.
It's a Dave Prib meme.
Helen, do you want to take us through the meme which Sharon has made for you? I should say.
There's a reference here that I'm not getting as my only thing, so I will talk you through it, but with my naivety. Mm-hmm. So it says, "Hello MTV, and welcome to my crib."
Yeah.
And then there's a picture of Dave Cribb in front of a brick wall holding a pint in like a silk.
What's the reference you don't get, by the way?
Yeah, crib means house. Is that the problem?
Oh, yeah. No, I got that. I thought maybe the house was like a show on MTV or something.
No, MTV Cribs, you know, where you say do you remember the show MTV Cribs?
Yeah, see, that's what I thought. There might be a show. I don't know.
MTV Cribs, where celebrities would show you round their house and they'd start every episode by saying, "Hello, MTV, welcome to my crib."
Right, okay, there's the reference that I didn't get. But I did get that a crib is a crib and you're Dave Cribb,
It works pretty well. Although a crib can be a cot, can't it? So Sharon, if we could have Dave in a cot for next week, maybe in a big man nappy, that would be ideal.
The picture. I just realised I don't think we actually tweeted out the memes last week, did we? Did anyone do that?
Oh, no. No.
FFS, guys. Come on.
Soz everyone.
I'll get on the social media team.
Yeah. Right, okay. I mean, do you want to speak to me now while we're on the pod?
Pick up the arse. Yeah, exactly. But we should tweet this one as well tomorrow. But interestingly, the picture Sharon's chosen of me is nothing to do with the meme itself, but it is me in a silky kimono, isn't it?
Why were you in a silky kimono?
I thought you'd been your head had been photoshopped on someone else's body.
No, that's a real photo of me. Yeah. Do you remember, Tom, when I was in a calendar called Bearded Men in Silky Kimonos?
Oh yes, of course you were in a calendar called Bearded Men in Silky Kimonos. Yes.
Is this a real thing? And where can I buy it?
I don't know if they still sell it. Well, I mean, it was 2017 calendar, so it would be, I'd say, probably not as up to date as you'd like for a calendar you're using this year.
It's a great calendar. It's a tricky wank, but it's a great calendar.
Here it is, Monksy. God, there's a lot of pictures being exchanged on the WhatsApp this today. Aren't we? We have to put all of this stuff out on Twitter tomorrow. Yeah. But guys, let's actually try and remember to do it.
Oh my gosh, look at this calendar.
Dave Cribb in a calendar.
Mr. January, I was.
I mean, up top, mate. Up top.
Yeah.
The opening month. I'm going to say, Dave, you've never looked better. That is the picture you need to put in your loft.
And look at the bull behind you. There's a big bull on the wall behind.
Yeah, the Highland cow. You'll notice my hair is styled like the Highland cow's hair.
Yeah, very nice. Great kimono as well. What a good kimono.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's not mine. They provided the kimono.
Did you have to give the kimono back?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Absolutely.
Damn it.
That was very sad.
Now, listen, guys, before this episode comes to its natural conclusion, I've had a message from Thomas Pitts on the old Twitter. Mm-hmm. And he's come up with an absolutely brilliant quiz. Would you like to do a quick quiz before we finish?
Yes. Yeah, always.
Not an idiot, am I?
Exactly not, no. No one said you were, Dave. Not to your face. All right. Now, he says, I mentioned to the Cabin Fever account that I had a quiz based on the last pod. It's a quiz called, guys, Fido or Dido?
My gosh, this is so my jam.
It's a list of crafts champions and a list of Dido songs. Dave and Helen need to guess whether it's Fido or Dido. This is a brilliant. This is why we pick the best listeners. This is why all of the listeners are carefully selected.
Yes, this is so my jam. This is the best quiz that's ever been made.
Okay, here we go. Good luck. Number one, Hunter.
Dido.
And it's going for Dido there, Dave. Do you think that's Fido or Dido?
I think it's also Dido.
Correct. There's a song by Dido. Forever Young.
Fido.
Going for Fido there. Interesting. Dave, do you think that's Fido or Dido?
I think that is... I think it's a tricky one. I'm going to say Fido as well.
Fido as well. Well done. Very good. Won Crufts in 1998. So far, so very, very good. Ginger Christmas Carol.
Oh,
Ginger. Fido.
My street, isn't it?
Oh, Fido. Very strong Fido there.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm going for speed. Yeah. I think it's the trauma of last week's maths quiz.
Dave, Fido or Dido?
I'd love it if Dido had a song called Ginger Christmas Carol, but I can't see that being the case. So Fido, yeah.
Very good. So far, a clean sweep. North Star.
Dido.
Oh, do you know that as a fact, Dave?
Well, Helen, I'll tell you after you answer the quiz.
Nice attempt. Do you do that in your GCSEs, Helen? Just lean over. Do you know that answer as a fact? Great, thanks.
I'm gonna split and say Fido.
Oh, our first split. Helen, you are...
No,
it's a song by Dido.
I know it as a fact.
I think it's actually a Faithless song featuring Dido for those of you on a...
Nice.
A sort of... What's the word? Those of you that give a shit. Nobody. Absolutely nobody.
Of which there are two. Northern Skies. Northern Skies. Fido or Dido?
Fido.
Fido from Helen. Dave, is that Fido, a craft champion, or Dido, a song?
Dido, please, Tom.
For Dido. Dave, you are... Helen, you are.
Oh my gosh, you held back, Dave, because you knew.
Northern Skies is a Dido.
Well,
song.
You know, I don't want to. Yeah, no, I got competitive now.
And then finally, and I hope one of you's keeping score because I'm not. Finally, To Russia with Love. To Russia with Love. Is it Fido or Dido?
I'm going to say Fido.
Fido there from Dave. Helen, Fido or Dido?
Well, I think it's Fido, but I'm so behind that I might as well go Dido.
I'm going to go Dido. Helen, yeah. It was. A bad choice. You are wrong, Dave. You are. It's the winner of Crofts in 2015. And that is the end of Fido or Dido. A brilliant quiz from Thomas Pitts.
Good quiz. Yes, harder than you think,
really
though, isn't it?
Good quiz.
Perfect way to start the week. A quiz from Tom. That's it, guys. I think we're at the AOB stage, aren't we? Anyone got AOB?
AOB from me, I don't think, no.
And amongst AOB.
No AB for me.
No AB. Okay, well, in that case, we'll
just glancing it. I like to, at this point of the week in lockdown, I like to glance at the week ahead in my calendar. And boy, is it bleak.
Oh, dear.
I'll take you through the top 10 highlights.
Go on.
Yes.
Top five. I'm going to the dentist tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's fun.
That's it. That's my week.
I was going to say, I was impressed you had five things in your diary, but you didn't. So.
I've got five things in my diary. I've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Highlight of my week, guys. Wednesday the 20th, 7 p.m. Ocado.
Yeah.
Ooh, lovely. Is that your first big post-Ocado Christmas shop, or have you had one since?
Oh, it's our third, Dave. Very much our third.
Are you on weekly, are you?
Yes, Dave, because there are nine idiots in this house. Well, four people eating enough for nine people.
Right, I see, yeah.
So, unfortunately, that is interesting. We have to do it all the time because kids need feeding, according
to... I ordered donuts at 11 p.m. last night because I really fancied them.
Virtually? Ooh. That's the next thing, isn't it? When are the Dunkin' Donuts going to have a branch in... VR land, so you can browse and buy on that.
Oh yeah, I mean, it'd be nice. Like, so when you are playing poker, hilariously, there are so many like additional little features. Like, you can have a cocktail and you can drink it, or you can have a cup of tea, or you can have a you can have a cigar and you get a lighter, and you can literally pick up the lighter and light your cigar. It's very funny, interesting. I'm not sure how good the messaging is for children playing poker.
Yeah, it's not great, is it?
But then the next stage will be a sort of. Pop something in your mouth, you know, like a sensors in your mouth, and you can actually taste it. Yeah. And we're like, God, I love that.
They're going to have trained robots. Honestly, it's only a matter of time before you can go into a virtual Pret, right? Choose something, wait 15 minutes for someone on a scooter to arrive at your house. They're going to come into your house, and while you've still got the VR headset on, they're just going to lovingly, carefully just post it through your mouth while you stand there.
Yeah, but see, like, that's real food. What don't you think, Tom? Mm. I'm talking about me and you specifically here, because I think Helen's probably a much healthier person. Don't you think all our problems will be solved once virtual food exists?
If by problems you AKA, mean need you to
can,
leave the house,
you can. No, as in like health. I'm talking about our actual health.
I think that you can put something. You'd not be eating, basically.
Vaping for
food. No, I'll still eat for nutrition, but then like you could put a donut in your mouth, taste it, chew it, but it's not real. You don't swallow, you know, you don't end up adding it to your sort of calories for the day.
It's a vision of the future. Pop it on the manifesto, Dave.
Yeah, get in there, yeah. Vote for us, the Cabin Fever guys, with the virtual donuts.
We're going to form a political party in a virtual land.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that probably exists, to be honest.
Exactly. Right, okay, thanks for coming, everyone. All the best, kind regards, lots of love. See you soon, yes?
Thank you.
All the best, though.
Have a great week. Cabin FE83709. Oh, Cabin FE83709. Oh, Cabin
FE83709. Oh, that's our Twitter name. The Oculus Independence Party.
OIP. GreatBigOwl.com.